Today I had the brilliant idea of becoming a podcaster. But I had no idea where to start. I had no idea what I wanted to do. But I had a question in mind that I wanted an answer to. And I also know that I love coffee. So I put two and two together, and I believe this podcast will be called Getting Coffee with Strangers. I'm sitting here at a coffee shop in Las Vegas, Nevada, just enjoying my coffee with sugar. Hi there, what's your name?
Hello, this is Anonymous One.
Hello, Anonymous One. Would you like to be part of my podcast?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, my podcast is called Getting Coffee with Strangers, where I ask a stranger a question, and then we have a conversation about this question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. My question is, what does it mean to love yourself?
Dang, that's a pretty deep question. Well, what is your name, first of all?
My name is Curtis.
Hi, Curtis. So your question of what does it mean to love yourself is pretty deep on a first conversation stranger to stranger basis.
Exactly.
But I think loving yourself involves some sort of self-satisfaction, not only with what you do, but what your life is day to day, and being okay with what your values are, as well as what your actions are and how they align to your values, and then how you feel about that. And a lot of that has to involve with self-awareness. Is that kind of what you have seen or what you feel that loving yourself is about?
The reason I ask this question is I don't know. So I'm trying to seek the answer. Because everybody has a different answer to this question. Of course, I love some answers more than I love others. But that, I believe, is a very good answer. I do have a question. So does that mean you have to kind of love yourself every day? You have to, like, fit your values. You have to be self-aware every day in order to love yourself consistently?
So I think, like, every love or any relationship that you have with anything, it fluctuates as life goes on. But you have to always center yourself into what you believe. And that comes with the self-awareness part. So you can say one day, oh man, like, I don't love myself. I really screwed up in this and that and that. But you have to be aware of the situation. Is it really because you don't love yourself, or is it because the situation has brought in variables which just make you feel less than what you would on other days? So it's all relative.
So what you're saying is there's no real consistent, like, loving of yourself. You have to just kind of work at it from day to day in order to like find love for yourself every day.
Exactly. Very similar to what you hear old people or old couples say when they're in a relationship. You know, it's work, and it's work every day. And that's why people kind of call time with themselves me time, because they take care of themselves and they work on loving themselves and treating their emotional and physical parts, giving time to that and devoting their life and their time into working on themselves.
What practices do you do when trying to practice self-love? Is there something that you do specifically that helps you love yourself every day?
That's a great question. For me, Curtis, it's kind of difficult, and everyone has their excuses, right? Time. But I think that I have been working on myself, just in terms of being a little more self-aware. And I started with little steps. A lot of people do journaling. A lot of people meditate, have their self-reflection time. I think my self-reflection times comes a lot from talking to other people, friends or family, about different actions that have happened over, the last couple of days, and how I felt when those actions occur and how they align with my values. But that's mainly how I practice my self-awareness. Other than that, I try to treat myself well with eating good food and exercise.
So, do you let when you have conversations with these people, do you allow their opinions and them to actually reflect on what your values were for loving yourself?
Now, that's a very important piece. Other people's influence, right, on what you do, and you're asking specifically because I talk to them. Now, I take their opinions with a grain of salt, of course, but I don't think it's mostly their opinions that count. I know I have my own values that are written down and that I reflect on, and I reflect it out loud just to other people, and that's what they stand there for. But in terms of, let's say you have a job with a lot of different people that you talk to, let's say you're a manager, and so you're really influenced by all these mindsets and all these emotions that you really have to be more self-centered within yourself and not let other people affect that.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a really good sense. So you just utilize these people, these family, these friends. It's kind of like hearing yourself out through them type thing. Is that what I'm understanding?
What was that?
Like your families and friends, you use them to kind of hear your own thoughts, kind of reflect it back to you.
Yeah, a little bit. And it's more of talking it out loud and seeing if it makes sense to them. Like, oh, they would say, anonymous one, you really, that doesn't make any sense. Or why in the world did you do that? And that's put myself in a different perspective, even just to see. Something that made sense to me might not make sense from a different perspective, which might be a little bit more difficult to do, taking yourself from one perspective to another. And that's a really good thing to see with every situation, different people's perspectives on how you act and how you react, and other people's reactions as well.
I see. So do you feel like you talk to people more about when you meet your self values or when you feel like you've gone outside of those values to where you just didn't feel like you loved yourself that day? So like, do you talk to people more about your successes or more about your failures?
That's an interesting question. So I think I personally I don't talk very much about my successes. I talk a lot about my failures, so I try to understand my failures better. But I do think that successes need to be celebrated, and personally, I don't think I celebrate my successes enough. But personally, I like to talk about failures so that I can understand why, what has gone wrong, or I can understand, from the different perspectives, did I do the right thing at that moment?
And going back to what you said, like finding love for yourself is work. You have to work on it every day. So do you find like, are you figuring like maybe you should celebrate your successes more and maybe you'll find love for yourself more in those things?
That is deep. Personally, I think that successes shouldn't be over celebrated because that just builds an ego that just drives people away. In life, you need to have everything balanced. So you're right. It could bring you to love yourself more, and people with huge egos usually love themselves very much. But I see it more of a balancing act, of loving yourself through your failures and through your successes both.
I like that. It's very insightful. It's a great way to think about how to love yourself. Is it a balance? Like, because you don't want to be love yourself too much because you'll feel like people will push you away because they feel like you're egotistical. But you want to love yourself just enough so that you can balance it with your friends and your family and maintain a kind of healthy relationship with everything.
Yeah, so with every, there are two different opposite ends of the spectrum, right? The people with huge egos that love themselves way too much, and then the people that their ego has been kind of shrunken, that more look towards other people and not really focus on themselves at all. And that almost leads them, from my experiences, to just lose their personality completely and not love themselves at all. So definitely, putting time into yourself is so important. But also putting time into other people is important. So I noticed that on days when I'm not feeling that great, and I know that nothing that I would do for myself would make me feel any better at that point, what I do is I actually do things that make other people feel good. And that is kind of, it works very well in the balancing act where helping other people feel good makes me feel good at that moment, right? It's just like an external thing that I do for myself, but it's not really for myself, that's helpful.
It's actually interesting that you say that because a little bit of altruism does help you. Altruism, it's being not thinking for yourself, doing stuff for others, being altruistic in a manner, doing stuff for other people actually does make you feel better. Like you see the good that you're doing for these people, and it makes you feel good about yourself. So yeah, that's always a great thing. Now I always find it difficult, as you were saying, is to just kind of lose my ego and just concentrate more on other people. So it's great to kind of think of it as a balance that you should concentrate on yourself as well as help other people and kind of maintain a kind of a balancing act in order to love yourself. In a healthy way. I think that's a really amazing thought. Thank you very much for being on my show.
Thank you, Curtis, for having me. It was nice to get coffee with you here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, I really enjoyed our conversation. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye.